Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden travels to Israel tomorrow. The visit meant to demonstrate America's support for the Jewish state following the deadly Hamas attack and Israel's ongoing response.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced the president's scheduled visit after he held several hours of talks with Israel's prime minister and other top officials in Tel Aviv. Mr. Biden will use the trip this week to punctuate his declaration that America has Israel's back. While in the region, the president will also discuss the conflict with Arab leaders.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says those additional talks will take place in Amman, Jordan. And ahead of the president's trip to Israel, New York's governor is visiting today.
Governor Hochul says in Israel she plans to meet with diplomatic leaders and communities devastated after the October 7th attack by Hamas militants on Israeli towns. During these difficult times, Hochul says in a statement, it's more important than ever for New York to show up in support of Israel. New York has the largest percentage of Jews among all the U.S. states, according to the American Jewish Population Project. Julie Walker, New York.
Former President Trump says if he returns to the Oval Office, careful vetting of immigrants will also return and will weed out those with extremist anti-Semitic views. Mr. Trump spoke yesterday at a rally that was held in Iowa. We will find out in a couple of hours whether House Republicans are finally ready to elect a new Speaker of the House. Congressman Jim Jordan has been nominated for the post, and while his bid for the speakership has been gaining momentum recently, it is still not clear whether the Ohio Republican has all of the votes he needs to actually wield the speaker's gavel. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 88 points, the NASDAQ off 162 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. And right now, most Americans with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts are not prepared for a financial crisis that could hit the U.S. in the next 45 days if we don't fix our ramped-up government spending. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new financial crisis survival kit that's 100% free for everyone with a retirement account who calls in today. Simply call 800-900-8000. My financial crisis survival kit is jam-packed with valuable information on how you can protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Your first step to protection is calling 800-900-8000 and speaking to one of their gold IRA specialists.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Again, simply call 800-900-8000.
Police in Belgium have shot and killed a suspected Tunisian terrorist accused of killing two Swedish soccer fans in a brazen attack on a Brussels street before he disappeared into the night.
The gunman opened fire in a northern district of Brussels, shooting dead two people in the street with an automatic rifle. The suspect is reported to have fled the scene on a scooter. Belgium's Prime Minister, Alexander De Croo, described it as a harrowing act of terrorism and said the shooting had targeted Swedish nationals. The terror alert level for Brussels has been raised to 4, which is the highest level, and it means a threat could be imminent.
The BBC's Sophia Betteza. India's top court has refused to legalize same-sex marriage, with the Chief Justice saying that it was up to Parliament to enact such a law. The 5-judge bench earlier this year heard 20 petitions that sought to legalize same-sex marriage. Townhall.com. The new diabetes drug, it seems to have a beneficial side effect for those who are seriously overweight.
Tirzepatide is an injected drug sold by Eli Lilly under the brand name Mounjaro. It was approved last year to treat diabetes, and now it's under fast-track review to treat obesity in the U.S. A new study published in the journal Nature Medicine compared two groups of people with complications from obesity who were not diabetic. After 3 months of intensive diet and exercise, both groups lost an average of 7% of their body weight. People who then started getting weekly injections of Mounjaro lost an additional 18.4% for an average total of 60 pounds over 16 months. Those receiving placebo shots gained an average of 6 pounds back. I'm Jennifer King.
Mourners in a heavily Palestinian Chicago suburb have paid respects to a 6-year-old Muslim boy fatally stabbed allegedly by his family's landlord. Police say the suspect was upset over the Israel-Hamas war. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 40 tonight, cloudy. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 55, cloudy skies expected. Low 50s Thursday and Friday with scattered showers possible both days. Looking ahead to the weekend, 50 Saturday, 48 Sunday, and 52 on Monday. Another look at the short range, high of 57 today. Lows level off around 40 tonight. We should top off around 55 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 33.
Well, it's Tuesday. That means it's time to talk to the coaches. Coach Preaker will join us in just a little bit to chat Phillips football, but we got head coach Tony Morgan from the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man co-op team. Morning, Coach.
Morning.
Well, we had a good Northwoods Solon Springs team come in on Friday night, and you've got to be somewhat happy for the program that you guys were right there. You hung with them, and it was a pretty good team we played.
Yeah, no, Solon's a really good team within our conference. They only lost to the Loggers, and, you know, solid second-place team. So kind of give us an opportunity to see how far we've come throughout the season. That was a team that we had played our last game last year, and it was not a close one. So kind of a, hey, what have we done in our first full year? And kind of a classic high school football game. No punts in the rain. a lot of yards by ground, and you know, some slips and stumbles, and, you know, missed fourth downs, and just came down to that. They had a couple big plays, and we had a couple long sustained drives, and one of the best. You know, our defense, you know, shout out to them. They had a goal line stand, and you don't see a lot of goal line stands in 8-man football just because of how much space there is. And, you know, they had a big goal line stand, and we were moving the ball. And unfortunately, I think just the clock was really against us. We were really moving the ball at the end of the first half and just ran out of time. And then same thing in the second half, and, you know, fall 4 points short to a team that was averaging 40 points a game. You know, we held them to their second lowest amount of points in the season. And now that's a very good Northwoods Solon Spring team. And I think a cherry on our year as to, hey, how far we've come. But we still have one Friday night, and we're looking forward to that one.
You got to be pretty happy with the way your defense has come along this year, because like you said, 8-man football, it's easy to give up 70, 80, 90 points if you're not in the right spot. One player misses a spot on one play, it can lead to an 80-yard touchdown run. You guys have been pretty good, though, at holding that down this year.
Yeah, no, defense is definitely, you know, gap control. It takes all 8 guys to be where they need to be. And, you know, we've really kind of settled in. First couple weeks were a little bit tough. And, you know, certainly some of the better programs, right, they have set offenses and kind of how they want to run some things. But, you know, as we've gotten here into the back half of the season, you know, in 8-man football, and for football purists, this is hard to say. But, you know, if you're holding the team to only 3 touchdowns or less, then you're doing something really well on that side of the ball.
Well, that's true in a lot of, even the NFL, if you hold them. I mean, not just 8-man, but NFL is kind of that way now, too. I mean, it's geared toward a lot of offense, a lot of skill players. And I mean, the reality is 8-man football, you get one team on that offense where the player is really skilled, can cut, and is fast, it can get ugly fast.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, their quarterback there is, you know, I don't want to speak out of turn because we have a conference meeting, but, you know, he's going to be highly regarded in the conference, I'm sure, when conference awards come out. So, you know, he definitely had a couple of big plays against us, but when we watch film against other teams, I mean, that was a player that would break 5, 6, 7 times a game for big gains and touchdowns and whatnot. So to kind of limit it to 2 is a win. and we've come a really long way. So looking at the positives of it, that was a really good team, and we were right there with them. And now we're looking forward to what is considered an out-of-conference game, but it's going to be a team that will be joining our sister conference next year. So we have this will be year one of a three-year set with South Shore, so we're looking forward to that.
All right, and how are we looking going into the finale of the season health-wise?
Health-wise, other than our one broken ankle, everyone is good. Everyone's cleared and good to go. We had a good practice yesterday. Guys got to go for a little bit of a run and do some warming up and hit the weight room and hit film, and we're looking forward to. I thought today was supposed to be a nice sunny warm day. I guess
it'll get there by practice time.
We'll do some on-field stuff today, and today's also our last middle school home game, so those that are really football purists, come on down. Our middle school team is playing at 5 o'clock right in the center of town there, and that's against Athens, who will be in our conference next year. So get to end this week with some teams that we're going to see more often.
Yeah. Record-wise, what are we sitting at, 2-5? Is that right?
2-6.
2-6, yeah. Okay. Very easily could have been a 4-4. I mean, you had a couple of very winnable games in there. So, you know, the what ifs are always there in sports, but you were right there to get to that, you know, 4, maybe 5 win season this week, which I would guess at the start of the season was probably a goal you were looking at, right?
Yeah. As a coach, there's probably about 3 games that I look back and, you know, say, hey, you know, from a yard standpoint, first down standpoint, there's a couple games that we've lost already this year prior to this week that I felt like we were probably the better team on the field, just hadn't put it all together. This was a very even game against a team that probably on paper was better than us, and then it took us a little while, I think, just to realize no, they're not, and we, like I said, we just kind of ran out of time there. So yeah, if one or two of those games had gone a different way, record wise but you know, taking over, and we do have a very young team. I mean, we only have 5 seniors, and one of them is he's never played football before. Another one had missed the last couple of years due to some injury. So really, it was 3 returning seniors. So we're very young. We have multiple sophomores starting in different spots, and some juniors that, you know, hadn't played football before. So learning how to win, learning how to prepare. These are things that happen in year one, learning a new offense, learning a new defense. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to this week being a springboard off of the momentum that we had there against a team that I don't want to ever overlook any opponent, but against a team that on paper is not as stout as Northwood's Solon Springs was. So we're looking to kind of end on a big win. It's our parents' night and seniors' night. And so kind of end the season on a high note and get kids excited to do the work that is required in the off season, you know, through the summer and in the winter as well.
7 o'clock Friday night.
Absolutely.
A home contest. So get on down there. The final one, we're setting the table and making a good, stand here for some success for years to come. So Coach Morgan, we'll talk to you next week about the season. Look ahead to the guys coming back. We'll do that next week. So good luck to you Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, we'll be down there to bring you that game on 98Q.
Same my share of broken halos, golden wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go. Broken halos that used to shine. You
Chris Stapleton there at 98Q Country. Coach's show each Tuesday, 9 o'clock hour. We talk a little football, a little everything else. We'll probably get some volleyball back on again next week, but let's talk Phillips Lager football. We have Coach Steve Precor. Coach Precor, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and congratulations to you and the Loggers. Another conference championship. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, fun. Must have been a fun ride back from Washburn on Friday night.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. We were fortunate. It was one of those days where it was raining everywhere in the state of Wisconsin except for Washburn, I think.
Oh, really?
So
really?
It was kind of nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then
nice.
The ride home was just, we were on a pretty good high, so
yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Man. I was here board hopping doing the game, and I just every time Trigg Moman touches the ball, Coach, it seems like he's going a long ways. That guy's had a special season, hasn't he?
He really has. I mean, I didn't expect to get what we got out of Trigg this year as far as the yardage totals. I mean, I think he's averaging 22 yards a carry.
Oh,
the play is a great play for high school football. It's a lot of deception, and If linebackers cheat or you overload the box, a counter play works really well for us. And he's got some outstanding blocking from Ethan Upson and Jack Kowicki, who pull on that play. And then Trigg's just shifty and strong enough that and way faster than I thought he was. And he's just had a great season. So we give him a hard time that he's not the best practice player in the world. If only he would practice as hard as he plays in games. Maybe this would have showed a long time ago, but
yeah,
very exciting, and he's had an outstanding season.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, so a nice win up in Washburn to wrap up the conference championship. How many is that for you now, Coach?
Two, okay. Back-to-back.
Back-to-back, since we started the conferences up here. Now, next year, for those who don't know, we're still conference, but a different look next year. So tell our football fans around the Northwoods what we have for next year's conference.
Yeah, so next year we shift to a little bit more local. It'll be less travel for us. We invite Prentice and Rib Lake separately, Athens, Shawamigan, and ourselves, and Hurley into a conference. So it's going to be much less travel.
Yeah.
For us going forward. And I believe I'm missing somebody. It could be Flambeau. So much less travel as a whole. Our sister conferences will be, I think we have one crossover game or two, which much closer also.
Sure.
Which is very, very nice. We have some local rivalries. We'll play two games in Price County, which we haven't done since 2013, I believe. So really looking forward to that.
All right, so in your conference, the Northwoods East, Athens, Shawamigan, Hurley, Flambeau, Prentice, Rib Lake, and then yourself make up the seven. So that's your six games, and then you got what? Would you say two or three others that you cross over to the Northwoods West then?
We would have two, yep.
Two, so eight games total then.
Yep, correct.
Right, and that leaves then room for the playoffs and after that. And then the other conference, Bruce Mellon, Northwood, Solon Springs, Shell Lake, South Shore, Washburn, and Winter Birchwood. All right. And it's going to be good to see Rib Lake and Prentice get back after not having football this year. It's going to be good to have them back in the mix next year.
It really is. And they're all good. They're each going to have their own identity. I mean, they had a fantastic co-op since 1995, I believe. I mean, for a long time. And I know the divorce didn't go very well, and it's kind of unfortunate because high school kids get stuck in the middle of adult situations, and lost opportunity to play some football games, and it's going to be nice for them to get back. And I know it's going to take some work and some hard knocks, but it'll be great to see the two programs going forward.
Yeah, now your finale coming up this Friday, you were going to have Newman Catholic, but I understand they made the playoffs. Is that correct?
They did. So we had, we knew they were a long shot to make the playoffs. So we had Athens lined up behind them. Both of those fell through the cracks with Newman making the playoffs, and Athens got banged up in their last game against Gilman. We're fortunate to pick up the Green Bay NEW Lutheran Oneida Nations Co-op, which would be, I mean, they're a 5-2 football team who is, or excuse me, 6-2, who is also too large to make the playoffs. So it'll be one of the top over 200 programs in the state to, coming up to Phillips to play. So we get to have our senior night and finish here at Logger Camp.
7 o'clock on Friday night, right?
Correct.
7 o'clock, all right. And then we'll have all conference honors probably announced, what, later this week or next week? Is that right?
Yeah, I believe next week. We just got some notice that we're having a meeting here coming up, so we should see something coming out early next week.
All right. Congrats on the success, Coach. We look forward to having Jeff Scott and the boys down there on Friday night. We'll talk with you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Joel. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Coach Steve Precor, conference championship back-to-back. I think they've only done conference for a couple of years. So next year, the Northwoods East, again, like we mentioned, there will be 7 teams in the conference: Athens, Shawamigan, Butternut Mercer Co-op, Hurley, Flambeau, Phillips, Prentice, and Rib Lake will each have their own individual 8-man programs. 7 teams in the conference. So you'll play 6 games there, and then you'll play a couple against the Northwoods West. This will be so good for the kids, travel-wise and rivalry-wise. The Northwoods West, you'll play 2 out of the 7 teams every year, either Bruce, Mellon, Northwoods, Solon Springs, Shell Lake, South Shore, Washburn, or Winter Birchwood. So we'll chat with the coaches again next Tuesday. Both games on the air Friday night. We've got Phillips right here and Shawamigan over on 103.1 Friday night. Both games at 7 o'clock.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool.
Look at you go, Mom.
This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens. Right.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin, Wheelway. Schedule your next service work right there. Hey, folks, you're invited to the Big Pink Ribbon event coming to the Phillips Presbyterian Church, sponsored by the Health Alliance of Praise County, on Thursday, October 26th. It starts at 6 p.m. with a catered dinner, then at 7 p.m., presentation with guest speaker Ann Jan, the Hat Lady. Be prepared to be entertained as Ann provides her audience with a unique look at history through the use of women's clothing in a fun way that'll keep you laughing. She also enjoys sharing her knowledge of Czech culture and heritage. The cost is $12 per person. Mail your registration to HAOPC, P.O. Box 76, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Or call for more information at 715-339-2415. And again, we want to wish the best to our area coaches and teams as they get volleyball tournaments going tonight. We'll have results on that tomorrow morning for you. as the regionals begin. We do have some teams like Mercer and Prentice that have a first-round bye. But we wish them the best. Happy 36th wedding anniversary to Connie and Jeff, the Martinoviches. Look at you go. 36 years together for Connie and Jeff Martinovich. That is from Mom and Roger. Happy anniversary to both of you. We'll put you in for the big drawing coming up on Friday. Actually, on Monday. Normally on Friday, and we'll be here, courtesy of the Bakery Department at Super One.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Ready? Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor.
Maybe have a little high dollar wine.
baby blew all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch-offs. See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now, do I make you wanna go real slow?
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Flies in a jar. This is as good as
That's right. These are.
These are the glory days.
These are the glory days. Make it work, all right? That's my suggestion to you today. Make it work. It's 9:38. Our today's amazing, interesting, mouth-dropping, jaw-dropping facts. Interesting facts of the day. Here are some unexplained mysteries from around the world. How about the ghost ship, the Mary Celeste ghost ship? Have you heard about that before? What could be the reason for a crew of seven, along with their well-regarded captain and his wife and young daughter, to abandon a seaworthy ship, leaving behind a full cargo, food, and supplies? That is the end during a mystery of the Mary Celeste, a two-masted sailboat, a boat that set sail from New York City on November 7th, 1872, and it was bound for the Italian port of Sanoa. The ship was loaded with 1,700 barrels of denatured alcohol. Oh, that explained a lot. So on December 4th of that year, back in 18, whatever it was, the Canadian ship found this Mary Celeste ship drifting near the near some islands. Its main lifeboat was missing, but cargo and all the personal belongings undisturbed, all the alcohol right there. Although suffering some minor damage, the craft was very sound. So part of the crew from this boat that found the other boat, the Mary Celeste, they sailed it to Gibraltar, where a full investigation was launched as to what happened, where they went, lurid suspicions about pirates and mutiny, and suggestions of a giant sea monster were all in abundance. And even Sherlock Holmes authored a book called author Arthur Conan Doyle. They chimed in with a short story attributed to this Mary Celeste boat and the disappearance of it. So no evidence was ever found of any foul play, nor of any other solid reason for the ship to be abandoned, and the people on it disappeared and everything was intact. The Mary Celeste, C-E-L-E-S-T-E, one of the great mysteries of the world, unsolved.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide, with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today. Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8, and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. welcoming in EB and Food Share customers.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 40 tonight, cloudy. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 55, cloudy skies expected. Low 50s Thursday and Friday with scattered showers possible both days. Looking ahead to the weekend, 50 Saturday, 48 Sunday, and 52 on Monday. Another look at the short range, high of 57 today. Lows level off around 40 tonight. We should top off around 55 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 34.
This is really good.
Now it's time for
today's hottest country.
The hottest country.
The hottest.
98 Q Country.
Boy, you need it.
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
And Don Air Country Classic, or Title Town Report in just a couple seconds here. As always, if you got stuff going on with your nonprofit group organization, send us an email. Tell us about it. Maybe send us a copy of the flyer, WCQM at civicmedia.us, C-I-V-I-C, civicmedia.us. And we'll talk about it on the air and, you know, whatever else we need to do to help that event become successful. A little Packer talk in just a second. John St. John is making his way in. We're optimistic. I know it doesn't look very good out there. I'm starting to get mocked and ridiculed a little bit that today's going to be a good one, but I'm telling you, it's going to get to 58, 59, and we're going to see some sunshine, and it is going to be a wonderful afternoon here in the Northwoods. If I have to drive somewhere else to see it, it will happen. Reality Radio comes up tomorrow. We're going to welcome in our district administrator, Kyle Cronin. They have a very special community event coming up here in the next week or so. So he's going to join us tomorrow morning. We are going to do a shopping show tomorrow. We'll have Gray, and I believe Big G, and maybe others will be in studio to bring you some shopping show fun tomorrow morning during Reality Radio. We'll talk to you then. John St. John is in next after the Title Town Report.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Today, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers returned to the practice field yesterday, back from their bye week off. Afterwards, coordinators and coaches met with reporters, and we had the opportunity to find out more about that play where Preston Smith was hung out to dry against the Raiders, having to cover Devontae Adams. Best way to defend the play, according to defensive coordinator Joe Barry, was this.
If you got to win inside, if you have to play inside leverage at all cost, win inside and force him outside. Because outside of you, you have a sideline. Outside of you, you have another defender, a corner. That's the simplest and easiest. But Devontae is one of the greatest of all times of being able to cross people over and beat them inside. He does it with elite corners.
Perry was asked by a reporter why Smith couldn't just change out with the corner on the outside.
If you're pressing, you almost have to just survive the down and try to keep it to as minimal as you can. But that's a poor matchup for him to be in, and that's totally on me.
Bottom line, the same thing happened against the Vikings last year, and Barry had nothing for his defense to check to. It happened again last week. We'll see if anything's changed. I'll have more after this.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Back working with his teammates at practice on Monday was Aaron Jones after he was a surprise scratch last week against the Raiders. There's a lot of improvement needed for the Packers offense, but it has to start with a ground game, and that means the need for a healthy Aaron Jones. I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
We're going to show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
World famous
98Q Country.
Talking about everything under the moon with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Kiss me.